Rabbi say yesh minhag vatik, an old minig. Minhag vatik shechatan kesholeh la Torah. Ze lo meshana eize shavua. Doesn't make a difference which week it is. Chatan ole la Torah. Koreim miparshat chayesora. Yesh kaze minhag vatik. There's an old minig that when a chosin goes up, so what do they learn from after? Chayesora. Doesn't make a difference which week it is. Chayesora is the parsha shel shiduchim. Ze a parsha shel shiduchim. It's a davar ma'od ma'anyen. Yesh kaze minhag, ze muva be sefer Rabbeinu Bachai. This is what they used to do. So, akopanim, kanirash, yesh po mashu mod miuchad. Shtrichim la'avin, the inyan of shiduchim, ze mofia be parashatenu. Ayali, you did ne'aman chavruta shali, aravel yiborach finkel, zecha tzarek levroche. Kol parashas chayesara, uyam aser, shmuz, 2 hours on Friday night. He said even people that are married already, you have to know a little bit what you got yourself into. A kid said, this was Chayesor, is his baby. It's my baby, Chayesor. So it's said about kama inyanim v'parshatinu, v'parshat ha-shavua. Ma kore v'parsha? Katuv she Avram Avinu mechapes shiduch avur Yitzchak b'no. We think that Avram is looking for Bas Zungoy Shel Yitzchok. Aval ze lo bidiyuk kacha. I heard something, it's ma'od ma'anyen, from Moshe Shapira, Shalita. The parasha from last week, Besofa parasha, Rashi says that Avram Avinu already was nisbaser. He was already informed. Shenoilad Bas Zungoy Shel Yitzchok. He was already told Yitzchok's wife, his bas zug, his couple is already born. So what's called the chapes, look for, and tests, and all this makore? What are we doing over here? This week's parasha, we're all busy trying to figure it out. As Amar Moshe Shapira, shebe parashatenu mechapsim kalato shel Avraham, lo bat zugo shel Yitzchak. We're not looking for Yitzchak's spouse. We're looking for Avram's daughter-in-law. Kalato shel Avraham. Mechapsim kalato shel Avraham, Avram's daughter-in-law. Ma kavana? What's the mivchan beparashatenu? The mivchan of Rivka, the test of Rivka is chesed. Mechapsim balas chesed. Anachnu yodim, we know chesed ze midosei shel Avram Avinu. Avram is an ish chesed. So we're looking for kalato shel Avram Avinu. We're looking for someone who could be a daughter-in-law for Avram, who is going to continue the chesed of Avram. Yitzchak yesh lo at avodah shelo. The avodah of Yitzchak is called avodah or gvura or pachad. It's all for Yitzchak. Aval Avram Avinu was chesed. It's a whole different. They had all different qualities. We're looking for someone who is going to also do chesed. And that is Rivka. What does it mean, chesed? Listen to this word, nifla. I'm about to tell you. It's not my own. I saw it somewhere while I was looking over during my trip. It says in the Pasuk, Eliezer has a very daunting task, Rabbi Yisai. Eliezer is giving he's given a lot of responsibility. And he stands there and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makatuf. Perek Chof Dalid, Posuk Yud Dalid, Vehoyo Hanare, Asher Oimar Eleh Hatino Kadech Veeshte. And it shall be the young lady that I will say to her, Hatino Kadech Veeshte, give me your jug and I will drink. The Omran, she says to me, Shesei, Vigam Gimalecho Eshke, Oiso Hachto Labdechol Yitzchok. That's the one. What's the mivchan? It's a mivchan of chesed. But listen to this beautiful idea. Maze chesed. What does it mean to do chesed? What did Eliezer say? Listen to this. A very subtle nuance here. Eliezer says, I'm going to say to her, Hatinilo kadech ve'eshte. Hatino kadech ve'eshte. Give me your jug and I will drink. And what does she respond? Ve'omra shesei v'gam gimalecho. Eshke. You drink, and I'll also give to your camels to drink. Eliezer's request from her was only, let me drink. She responded, you and also your camels. In other words, she's giving more than she was asked for. That's what she's doing. Zeh, that is the yisod of midas achesed. You should understand as follows. There's two different midot that we speak about. There's midat achesed and midat harachamim. What's the difference between chesed and rachamim? Some people like can interchange them, but they're different things. There's chesed and rachamim. Rachamim is when you have mercy. Chesed is kindness. What's the difference between kindness and mercy? Chesed is kindness. Rachamim is mercy. Rachamim is when you see someone on the street and he's barefoot and he's dirty and he looks hungry and you feel bad for him and you give him some money or you give him some food. That's mercy. Mercy is when you have mercy on somebody. Kindness is a whole different midah. Kindness is a person that enjoys to share. You enjoy to share with someone. It's a midah acheret legame. The midah of rachamim is when you have your mercy on someone. There has to be a person that is somehow evoking your rachamim. There's a person over there. There's a person over there. I know him. I know them. Someone tells you about someone. That is midas harachamim, where you have mercy on someone. Chesed is something else. It's the desire to share. It's goodness. That's what it is. I just want to give to somebody. What's the difference? The difference is rachamim is only when someone has something that he feels that he has to give to. He feels compelled to give to. Chesed is a midah acheret. So what do we want to see that Rivka's a balas chesed? So he said, listen, I'm just going to ask her to drink for myself. If she goes above and beyond that, and she says, I want to give also to your camels, she's showing she wants to share. No one asked her for this. This is coming from her own initiative. That is chesed, a person that wants to give to someone. It's not necessarily that there's something there that you are aware of a need, but just the desire to give. Here, I'll give to your camels. I didn't ask for the camels. Who said I need more food? I need water for my camels. She wants to share. She wants to do chesed. That is Rivka. And that is the most important midah when it comes to a shidduch. When you all go out, Bezrat Hashem, and you look for the right one, what's the mivchan? What should you look for? Look for midat ha-chesed. And to differentiate between rachamim and chesed. Chesed is a hatovah slave. It's a desire to give. To just give. That's what Avram was looking for. Avram Avinu himself personified chesed. And the sipur that brings it out the strongest is last week's parasha. Avram Avinu is 100 years old, just had a bris milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it very hot. He's mitzi the chama min artika. He takes the chama out of its sheath. He makes the chama, makes it very, very hot. There's no passers-by. There's no travelers. Avram Avinu is mitztair because he has no orchim. Rabbi said, loma leitztair. There's no one there. It may look if he like saw people that were like hungry and tired and they needed, so then he'd feel bad. There's no orchim because there's no one out there. There's no one who needs you. So why are you mitztair that you can't share with anyone? Kanirem midat ha-chesed of Avram Avinu is the desire to give regardless of if someone else needs. If someone else needs and I want to give, that's rachamim. Chesed is I just want to share with someone. I want someone to be able to give to. I want to find someone who I could do chesed with. That's Avram Avinu, and Avram found his kalosoi, his daughter-in-law, in Rivka. And I think that's what we say, kishem shenichnas labris, ken yikanes l'toira, l'chupa, ulema'asim tovim. Why do we say, kishem shenichnas labris, ken yikanes l'toira, l'chupa, ulema'asim tovim? Ani mevin, I understand why it goes bris, toira, and chupa. That seder is understood, because when does a person start learning toira? When he's 12, 13 years old. When does he get married? After that. After that he gets married. So bris, 8 days old, Torah, it depends on what you know, when you start Melando, Torah, 7, 8, 13, whatever, and then Chuppah. But why is Maisim Toivim come after Chuppah? Kishem Shenichnas Labris, can you come to the Torah, the Chuppah, the Maisim Toivim? Why is it come after Chuppah? But Apshatu Ikra Maisim Toivim, the main goodness, good deeds, charitable deeds, the main chesed a person can do, he does in his home. Chesed starts at home. So only until he has a home. After he does chuppah, then he can do real ma'asim tovim. That's what it's about. Marriage is about kindness. So therefore, what we're being mechapes, what we're looking for over here, is a balas chesed. Yesh po davar mod manyan. Avram goes to Eliezer and he says, "Vashpiach ba Hashem, I want you to make a promise, a swear, an oath. Asher lo sikach isha livni mi bnois hakanaani. Asher anochi yoshe bekirba. Do not take a wife for my son from the people of Canaan, from where I am presently living. Ki el arti ve'el moyladiti telech. Back to the home, the altaheim. Go back to where I was brought up, where I grew up. El arti ve'el moyladiti. Avraham Avinu has fond memories of back in the altaheim. So Rabbi Yisai, some people, you know, talk about like, you know, old Europe and how wonderful it was in Europe and back in Europe in the shtetl, and you know, they reminisce, and maybe it really wasn't so great back in Europe. You know, there was pogroms in Europe and stuff like that, but people have a tendency to remember the good times. But I don't think that's what's going on with Avraham Avinu over here. He's making over here, Eliezer, make a shvua b'Hashem that he's not taking a daughter from Canaan. Now, let's try to remember what happened in Canaan. Here's Avraham Avinu. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charon. He's got lots of people that are becoming religious. He's got all these converts, him and his wife. He's got all these like groupies following him over here. They're all into Hashem, spirituality, all that stuff. Everything's great. Okay? Let's think about what happened when Avraham was like born. Back in the land of idol worship. Remember where he tried to like break the idols, so they threw him into a fiery furnace? Remember that? And then, like, that was like, oh, I want children from back in the old. What's going on over here? I mean, the people where he is over here, he's got Bali Tshuva that are over here, that he's, like, making a whole revolution. There's a renaissance, a spiritual awakening happening in Canaan. No one from Canaan. What's the pshat? Shela zoti nishelet. The sefer Lev Avram, Rav Avram Weinfeld. Or you're up in Muncie, New York. He asked this question. The answer is the following Yisod. Yisod is based on the words of the Ran, in Drashas Aran, Aran Omer. Tzidkus, liot tzadik liot rosha, ze lo davar that a person gets Birusha. A person doesn't get Birusha, he's going to be a tzadik or a rosha. But a person gets Birusha is midot. There are certain midot that a person can get Birusha. And those midot are, if a person has a midah of kindness, he has a midah of kas. Every midah a person has, a person can inherit a midah. Where he goes with that midah, if he's a tzaddik or a rasha, that's in his hands. Avraham Avinu comes to Canaan. And what does he do? He puts out a nice spread, all you can eat breakfast, people start coming in, and he says, welcome, right? He's nice, happy, clappy. Everything's very kind. They say, oh, thank you so much. Don't thank me. Thank God. Who's God? God's up there. Okay, that's it. They put on a yarmulke. They're religious. Everything's good, right? He's like making converts left and right. He's like, these people are way too easy. These people are just like, you know, it's just like, they don't really stand for anything, right? They want to be, before they have Avodah Zarah next. Now they want to be into God. They're into God. It's like, I'm not seeing something. I need something that's like fierce. I need something that's going to withstand all different types of pressures. These people aren't like that. I mean, look at this. I'd be nice to them. All of a sudden, they're religious. I want to see someone that has like a real, like a commitment. I want to see someone that stands for something. Well, how about this? What happens if you would have people that they saw someone be thrown into a furnace, come out unscathed, and still stuck? They stuck to what they believed in. Those are people that have conviction. They have real conviction. Says Avraham Avinu, listen, I want you to go back to Ur Kasdim. I want you to find someone in Ur Kasdim that is able to withstand all the challenges. They have conviction. That's the one for my son. Because Jewish people always up against a lot of challenges. Jewish people throughout the Gullus, throughout the persecution, throughout everything. We are people with conviction. And that's what Avraham Avinu wanted. So true, there's a lot of evil people back there that threw him into a furnace. But they were convicted, people with conviction. They had beliefs. They had strong beliefs. And he said, I want someone with a strong belief. Not someone who like, you know, he's happy, he's every day. Johnny come lately, that's what it is. Johnny come lately, he's okay now, he's this way then, he's that way. I want someone with real conviction. I was once speaking to one of the senior lecturers in Or Sameach, his name is Rabbi Mordechai Becher, maybe he'll come here, came last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember. And I asked him, did you ever have a situation when Goyim tried to infiltrate into the yeshiva? There have been such stories about things happening. Happened to a friend of mine in Denver. There was a Goyim that pretended to be Jewish. You have a situation, a Goyim came into Or Sameach, you know, undercover missionaries, and they tried to infiltrate the yeshiva. He said, it happened in Or Sameach. We caught them within seconds. I said, how did it happen? He said, they walked into yeshiva and they asked for yarmulkes. He said, Jews don't do that. Jews don't ask for yarmulkes. Non-religious Jews, you got to fight with them, and you got this like a whole like thing. You know, they walked in yarmulkes and said, "You are not Jewish." Right away, we knew these guys. Something's fishy over here. They walked in and they were like, "Way too easy." That's not the way Jews are. We are Am Kishe Oref. We are people with convictions. We have things we believe in. We're willing to live and die by the things that we believe in. There was once a person by the name of, I'm going to say Leon Trotsky. Leon Trotsky, if I'm not mistaken, I'm almost positive, he was one of the heads of the communist movement. Now, communism is anti-religious, any religion. Religion is referred to as the opium of the masses, which is like, it's just a way to like dope you up. And they're like anti-religion. That's why the whole thing, the Jews weren't allowed to practice religion in communist Russia. Leon Trotsky had a grandson who became Shemitah Rebbe. Tzitzis, yarmulke, bias, the whole deal. I heard this story from Rabbi Beryl Wein. Should be gesund. So he was being interviewed by an Israeli news reporter. And the news reporter said to him, I ask a question. What do you think your grandfather would say if he would see you now? Your grandfather like started the movement of anti-religion, you know, communism and the whole thing. And here you are sitting in Eretz Yisrael, you know, a from Torah Shomer Torah Mitzvos. What would he say? To which he responded, he said, I want to tell you something. My grandfather and I were both believers. He just believed in communism. I believe in Judaism. But we're both believers. He just believed in something else. So what was he saying? He's saying, my grandfather had conviction. He had conviction. He had something that he believed in, and it was a movement, and he was part of that, and he felt strong about it. Okay, so I feel strong about something else. But at least I'm also showing the same type of person. I have the same type of drive. It's just a question of channeling it in the right direction. That's what Avraham Avinu was looking for when he told Eliezer, go find someone back in Eretz Moladati and Or Kasdim. That's what he was looking for. So what happened? Rivka. Achla. She's great, right? Rivka's great. But if we look at the next few parashas, Katuf, parashas Toldos, the pasuk says, Rivka had some trouble having children, but eventually it happened. And the pasuk says, "Vayeter Yitzchok LaHashem Anochich Ishtoy." Vayeoter Lo Hashem. Hashem answers him. Vatar Rivka Ishto, and his wife becomes pregnant. Vayisroitzu Tzu Abadim Bekirbo Vatimerim Kain Lamaze Anochi, and she's having like pain in her stomach, right? She's having the Yisroitzu Tzu Abadim. What's going on? Why me? What's happening? She's like, she's having a lot of pain. And because of that, therefore, she says, why me? What is this? So, we're familiar with the Medrash. The Medrash says that whenever she walked by a Beis Avodah Zarah, Esav was like kicking in order to get out. whenever she walked by a base medrash, Yaakov was kicking to get out. So she got a lot of kicking going on inside, you know. But it says, Rabbi Avraham Weinfeld, more than that. Why did Avraham Avinu want Rivka? Because he wanted someone with commitment. He wanted someone that had a strong sense of character. Here she is. During the week, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in the base medrash, busy learning, he's kicking to get out. Comes the weekend, and all of a sudden, he's running to go to the base Avodah Zarah. The same child. What, he's the type of person who has two different lives. He's got a day job and a night job. He's a heckle and jai, that's what he is. Right? Jekyll Hyde. Just get off a plane, excuse me. Abayisai. Rivka's like, this is what I'm bringing to this world? A Johnny come lately? Guy that's like, you know, wishy-washy. He's not sure what he wants to be. Wants to be in this world, wants to be in that world. He's into his gashmis, he's into his ruchnias. Imkein loma ze anoichi. So what'd you have to come get me for? What'd you have to come to Orkazdim for? What was I bringing to the table? I thought that you came to get me because you wanted someone with conviction. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Kodesh Baruch Hu answers. It's not one child that's like keeps on kicking in both directions. It's two different children. And Avram and Yaakov is going to push to the base of Medrash all the way. Yaakov is going to be that guy. Yaakov Avinu is going straight to the base of Medrash. There's another child. That's Esav who's going to the base of Avodah Zarah. But it's only because it's you that you're having these two children that are taka living with their convictions, living by their principles, by their ideals, by what they believe in. So that, Rabbeisai, is the sipur of Rivka's becoming Rivka Imenu. And as we mentioned this week, there's a very special skula for us to be able to find a good shiduch. That's why it's important that everyone should read the Parshatenu, Parshat HaShavua, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, plus Rashi, in order to make sure that you Bezrat Hashem niskeh, every one of us, to the Zivug Hagon, to the Bashert, to the right shiduch in the right time. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.